gold.
Nonsense.
The golden god!
And he dragged you two into this nonsense?
I volunteered.
And her gold is not in her. She's a diamond
This is another presentation of the world's greatest podcast. I'm your host, Mr. John Andrew Miller, and this is my brother in arms, Mr.
Charlie Wesley Reifenberger.
You forgot his name. But this is another goddamn edition of Golden Nonsense.
Golden Nonsense.
Golden.
I am proud to announce that I finally got these two motherfuckers in the building, Rocky and Moose Knuckle, right?
The notorious.
Notorious dynamic duo of fame and notoriety, John and Tay Tay.
Oh, what's up, y'all?
Two
how y'all doing?
Fixtures of the high tone.
They're actually mythical beings, fictional characters.
Yeah.
You know,
but also real people.
Tales of their tales of their death have been highly exaggerated 10 to 15 times.
I mean, we've gotten pretty damn close sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know about exaggerated.
These men have villas by the lake.
Oh, that's exaggerated,
and,
for sure.
adventures that are untold. Guys, welcome to Golden Nonsense.
Thank you.
Thank you so much
for joining us, gentlemen.
Yes. Oh, can we get an applause for these guys?
Oh, what am I thinking? What am
Holy
I thinking?
Shit.
John and Tay-Tay! Really
cool.
All right.
Oh, what the fuck?
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Yeah, you should. You should, bro. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. If there's a podcasting award, what would they be called? The Potties?
I think there's got to be podcast awards.
I don't even know what the Academy is.
There's got to be some kind of podcast awards.
I don't even know who Oscar is or why he got a fucking statue. Why is he naked?
I don't know.
I don't know. Then we got Oscar and then we have Emmy. Whoever the fuck that bitch is.
Emmy? Yeah, fuck Emmy.
Emmy broke my heart.
She sounds like a bitch.
Sucking all the musicians' dick.
She sounds like a rich girl.
Yeah. She's like, hi, my name is Emmy. I think you're great.
I'm Emmy.
Can I suck your cock? I want an Emmy, guys. I want an Emmy.
Yeah.
What about a Grammy? Who's that? Your
Grammy? Yeah, it's an old lady.
No.
It's an old lady who also sucks your dick.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be winning a Grammy, I guess.
Yeah, that's how you win a Grammy.
What is it, a Tony for the actors?
That's
built in. That's
you're telling me you're trying to win a Tony?
It's a built-in gay joke.
I think that's for, yeah, that's for musical theater.
Musical theater, right.
The gay guys, obviously.
Tony, yeah.
Tony sucks their dick.
Right. Anthony's his name.
Your full name.
This is his government name.
His government.
His Christian name.
Well, you know, guys, I'm excited to have y'all on, man. Let me ask y'all, have y'all done anything cool recently as the duo? Because y'all have like these like almost sequitur? Non-sequitur like tales that the internet is graced with, right?
Yeah. Most of the stuff, some of these things we have planned out a couple of weeks in advance.
Yeah.
But 90% of the time I will come into work and I'll see Tay-Tay and we'll be like, are we doing a post today? And we just come up with something on the spot.
Hell yeah.
I'll go across the street to the store, grab some props, and we'll just... whatever I find, we'll just make it work.
They fucking make me laugh, man. It always pops
truly,
up in my feed.
And I want to just... I know the answer to this, right? But I want to just have it on record.
Okay.
Which one is Rocky and which one is Moose Knuckle?
You know the answer to this?
I don't think I know the answer.
No, the answer is there is no answer.
That's correct.
The answer that I've been told is there is no answer.
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes, we are both.
You're both Rocky and Moose Knuckle.
It is pretty mystical.
How did you get Moose Knuckle? Is it Moose Vagina? Is that or is it Moose Foot? Like where?
I think that's just a regular vagina. Is a Moose Knuckle.
Is that a big girl or an actual moose?
I think a lady's vagina
You know that's camel toe that you're thinking of.
Yeah, camel toe is a woman.
Yeah, but a moose knuckle is just a bigger camel toe.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's just like
I learn something new every day because I'm pretty sure that it's just like a big old dick print, dick and balls
oh,
print.
Oh, a dick print is a moose knuckle.
You know what? I was under impression that you would use moose knuckle for a woman who's presenting that's trans. You know what I'm saying? Like, she does have a dick print, but
it's really a camel toe. It's a dick camel toe.
It's a moose.
Yeah, I feel like that would be
it's
more
a moose knuckle.
I think that applies.
How big does it have to be? Is it a certain diameter or?
I don't know. I feel like there are various.
Is it more girth or is it?
I think it's just how pronounced it is. You know. You got to wear some real tight skinny jeans to, you know, really give off that moose knuckle vibe.
You gotta stuff your trousers if you're not feeling it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Sock will do too.
Fucking moose knuckle posers.
The cucumber in the aluminum foil.
John and I both wear some pretty tight skinny jeans, but I think
me and the boys, we go armadillos in our trousers.
You know, I as a John do wear tight jeans sometimes, and I find it pretty constricting, right? And I don't know if it's because of my nuts,
yeah,
right, or I got the wrong type of skinny jeans. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got skinny jeans for a dude.
They got
like half my size.
They got like half denim, half spandex now. Those are pretty great.
Stretchy ones.
Yeah, oh, they're stretchy ones.
They're stretchy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, those are like for baby mamas. Yeah, that's like for your.
We wear those when we get jeggings into the mosh pits, because you know that really frees up some leg room, so we can throw those kicks.
And, leverage, and, right,
dude? So I did a show Saturday night at out in Germantown.
Yeah,
at this brunch place called Eggs Up Grill.
I've heard of it.
It was actually a awesome show. I fucking crushed. Like, I just did a guest spot, did 5 minutes.
I mean, you don't gotta lie to everybody.
Dude, ask anybody was there. I was on fire. But then I got off stage. My whole ass was out. I had ripped a hole. Literally,
shit.
like all the way down my leg. Like, this whole portion of my ass and dick were just out. And I was like, did they?
Were you wearing underwear?
Yeah, I had.
I crushed. just giving a free show.
They were just laughing because they're like, does he not know his dick is out? Like, this is the funniest shit I ever saw.
You know, were you like tucking it?
No, dude. I mean, so luckily,
are you
I
wearing
had
briefs or
black
boxers?
Underwear okay. underneath black pants?
There we go.
So I don't think you could tell, but it was a serious rip. Like, it was the whole crotch of my pants was completely blown
if
out.
You had a black dick, it would have been the trifecta.
Could you imagine triple protection?
Could you imagine a black dick on white thighs? You're just, what the fuck is going on here? It's an eclipse. It's a fucking eclipse. What is happening?
I will say my dick is a couple shades darker than the rest of me.
Is that by design, like guy design, or you tanned it?
I mean, I didn't tan it.
John, how do you
I wouldn't risk tanning
John's
it.
Hey, like, motherfucker I know.
Yeah.
I know, for an African, he's pretty pale.
White. Yeah. Pretty fucking white. Yeah, I made that post yesterday about that, and of course it couldn't stop. Like, you know, I was sitting out, like, in my robe, actually in Kaylee's robe, out on my front lawn, in a plastic chair, staring up at the sun, saying that this movie fucking sucks, man. And then, of course, the first thing that people started picking apart were how white my fucking legs were.
Damn, dog.
They're not getting any more tan.
Can I ask you? I was about to ask you this. Do you have like a tan ratio? Like, do you go from like pale to less pale, or do you not tan at all? I know some whites just burn.
No, I just burned. I turned into a fucking lobster, dude.
Damn, bro.
I just burn.
I'm sorry, man. I don't know what's going on with y'all.
Yep. I'm allergic to that fucking sun, man. And like, it doesn't help that, you know, that we're nighttime people on top of that.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah,
right,
we get
right.
out during the day.
Showbiz people, yeah.
You see me out in the daytime, something's wrong.
Yeah,
Oh, dude, I saw you that one time at Chipotle.
I'm going to court.
Remember at Chipotle? I saw Tete at Chipotle one time randomly. Yep. That was a couple of years back. I was like, oh my God. I was like, something's wrong.
It's like when you see a raccoon during the day, you're like, does it have rabies?
What's going on with
There's
that?
There's something
thing?
Wrong with this animal.
Like, dude, you eat other things that not pizza or chicken tenders?
Does liquid bread count?
I think,
yeah, it does.
I think you can live off that.
Oh, this man will fuck up a burrito, man, especially those Chipotle burritos. I've seen him eat a whole one in one sitting.
Inhale it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look, a figure like that, how do you...
I don't want to talk about me inhaling burritos.
Fucking gay. I mean, look, if you inhale a burrito, bro, I'm sure it's in like a couple bites. It's not like you unhinge your jaw.
I don't know. It's pretty damn close.
Damn. See, that's how we know you're moose knuckle.
the lore expands.
Absorbing cylindrical objects.
y'all should put a burrito on the menu and call it the moose knuckle.
Hey, you know what?
It's not a bad idea.
Did you know that Skinny does not like burritos?
Really?
Skinny doesn't like burritos.
To eat them or to sell them?
Well, to eat them and then by proxy.
valid question.
Skinny, to me, will sell anything if it's legal.
It's gonna sell.
I mean, he has one tattooed on him. So.
Yeah. He has a burrito tattooed on his body.
A chili cheese burrito.
And he won't eat a burrito.
Doesn't like burritos.
That's very odd to me.
But does he like tacos?
Yes.
Does like tacos, yes. And we'll eat a wrap.
See, look, look, my homie, my best friend, Lil Rob, right? Shout out to my boy. He's getting married. I'm his best man. I just found out yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I got to plan a bachelor party. I got to call your boy Conrad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
go back down to fucking Tin Top.
It is. I just found out. I didn't know. I thought I was just getting drunk with the boys.
Tell him you know a place.
I got to facilitate the drunkenness with the boys. But he was telling me, what was I talking about?
Rob?
Yeah.
Something about burritos?
Burritos. Rob hates sandwiches, right? He is
an sandwich.
He hates anything that requires two pieces of bread and meat in between it.
So wait. How's he feel about grilled cheeses then at this point?
Nope.
What the fuck?
Nope. No, he will eat open-faced like
toast?
Toast with cheese on it. But not two pieces of bread.
But he something in between.
Hamburgers, no. Right? But he loves...
How does he feel about Oreos?
Hates an Oreo. He hates any sandwich product.
How about a hot dog?
No.
Can't do a hot dog.
That's a taco, though.
No. See, but look. You know what? He's so crazy, bro. He'll eat the hot dog, right?
Yeah.
Just the glizzy by itself. Just the straight rod of meat.
And then eat the bread.
And then dip the bread in the condiments. So he's a fucking weirdo, bro.
If you get the Kroger brand like sandwich cookies, they call them sandwich cookies.
I know.
Yeah.
But he won't buy those. He'll buy a Chips Ahoy because it's a single cookie.
What about an ice cream sandwich?
No.
I think your boy Rob's an alien. Yeah, bro.
If it rhymes with sandwich, but look, fucking count it out, dude.
I had an old joke about this.
You're
bro,
his best man.
I'm his best man. But look, he will eat. I'm a good dude, but fuck you. I'm a great man. Fuck you. I'm the best man.
He's the best man.
I am the best man. He's
literally
about?
The best man.
But he will eat a burrito. Right? I'm like, that's a Mexican sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, no, you just ruined it for him, didn't you?
Well, no. He was like, it was in Spanish, so it's fine.
Okay, so let's get this man a torta.
A torta. That's the solution.
Well, doesn't burrito mean little donkey?
Burrito, yeah.
Yeah, it does, actually, yeah.
Burrito. It's a small donkey, right?
That's correct.
I don't know if I want a donkey.
Yo, let's not talk about gordito.
Gordito, yeah, gordito. Little fatty, right?
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm over here a little fatty right now. Call me gordito. I'll burp again.
Gordita.
Right. You know what? That's what I call my bitch, gordita.
Gordita.
How does that work out for you?
She loves it.
Oh, fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Does she cream not cheese. Speak Spanish?
No, she doesn't. Yeah, she loves it, though.
I could have assumed that.
Mi sucio, gordito.
Right, yeah. Mi fea.
Mi gordo.
Mi fea.
Feo bitch.
Mi fea puta.
Feo puta.
Gordita.
Oh, I love when you talk in that language to me.
I'm about to bust.
Oh, my God. It makes me so wet when you speak in... Your home language of Miami.
It's just like that whole scene out of Dexter's Laboratory.
Omelette du fromage.
Omelette du fromage.
Dude, I didn't...
That's fucking French.
Yeah, it is French.
I know, but...
No, it is French. It is French. And check this out. For forever, I didn't know it was French, right? Because I took Spanish my whole life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I was talking to my homie, and then we were joking about Dexter's Laboratory in fucking eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And I said it, and he was like, omelette with cheese? I'm like, well, no, this is laboratory.
It's a thing for this, a show I watch.
He's like, no. Omelette du with fromage. Cheese. What are you talking about?
Yep.
I was like, and he was Haitian, so he looked at me with such a...
Oh, that's
how I
knew French.
Oh, yeah. And then here's the worst part. I don't know this, but there's like, just like the Europeans in Europe, right? There was like real deal island beef, right? If you were just three clicks that way on a different spot of land, we hated you, right? And I hated this motherfucker, this Haitian man. He's like, oh, damn, he got one on me. Right, like,
you saying you hate Haitian people?
I do. I'm Golden Nonsense exclusive.
Are you also suggesting that all Jamaican people hate Haitian people?
We do.
No,
you look. You ask an Irishman how he feels about a Brit.
Oh yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah. What's he gonna say?
Yeah, he's gonna say
fuckers.
Those guys.
Yeah, fuckers. Yeah, fuck
I hate those assholes.
Queen can suck my balls.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dead bitch.
Very good.
I also feel that way. Fuck England.
Yeah.
And I just saw some pictures of fucking the prince, and oh my God, the dude looks like the fucking...
You have better genetics than the prince.
Which one, though?
Both of you have better genetics than the prince. You know that, right?
I figure as much. I didn't even
know there was a prince, to be honest.
He's like, I'm just...
I think there's two of them, aren't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, or Harry and Michael?
Harry and
Delafonte.
Does he look like him?
Could you imagine a nigga named Delafonte is a prince? He's like, this is my first son, Harry. Second son, Delafonte. He's just fucking biracial. He's like, hey, he's not. He will never be king. Yo, it's your boy Delafonte.
What's up? I'm Delafonte, Prince of Wales.
Yeah, Prince of Wales, coming through. He's a DJ. Fucking EDM DJ.
What's the other fucking dude's name? The brother.
It's Harry and fucking George. No, George is his dad.
Charles is the king.
Okay, maybe that's what I was thinking about.
It's William. It's William. Whatever. William is the older brother.
Okay.
William is the one that didn't castigate his own bloodline.
I wonder if his name's Harry or Harold. Like, what if his birth name is actually just Harry?
Harry? That's Harry? Disgusting.
Just like my birth name is just John, and I'm Jonathan.
Well, no, my name is just John, too, right? Well, that's okay, because Jonathan is a bastardization of our name.
Oh, right? Yeah.
It's Joe Nathan, which is, you know... I don't know. Joe Nathan. I don't like that at all.
It's like two people, like, they couldn't decide which name.
No.
Two.
That sounds like two dudes I don't like.
Right. It's like that fucking... It's like that fucking...
Both those guys.
That really nice bitch-ass restaurant in East Memphis, Andrew Michael. Pick one, bro. Which state you going to be? Say Andrew, say... Which one?
Two first
sounds
names.
Sounds like the two dudes that got kicked out of Fox and the Hound for fighting over a girl.
Andrew Michael, you're out of here. Over a little gordita, over a little
Latina fatty,
a little Latina fatty.
She's gonna change, chunky Latina
she's gonna
girl.
Change her life, bro.
Yeah, the only dude named Nathan I like was the one that came out with those glizzies, man.
Those
hot dogs. Yeah, those are some good hot dogs.
Yep.
There's some good Nathans.
Yo, Nate.
Shout out to Sun Nate.
Oh, yeah, there's Sun Nate too. I love Sun Nate.
He was just on the podcast.
Oh, right? Yeah. You know, I'm also building a festival with Nate too. You know what I'm saying?
Nate Jackson.
Nate Jackson. Nate Jackson too.
Yeah, there are a few Nates.
There are a few Nates. Now that I think about it, I think
there's
we know more
Nates
than I think
too,
we,
though.
Yeah.
Let's be real. There's some shitty Nathans as well.
No, you know, there's a lot of shit boy. Was it Keiths? A lot of shit boy Keiths.
There's some shitty Keiths for sure.
And it's 50-50.
I know some good Keiths.
No, dude, I know about 10 Keiths, half white, half black, all bad.
my favorite Keith doesn't go by the name Keith. He goes by his middle name because he hates the name Keith so much.
Right, because it's a fucking curse, bro.
Most people that know him don't know his real name is Keith.
Is it short for Keith Daniel?
Keith Daniel? Keith. Words.
Say it right, fucker. Untwist your tongue. Where's Trash Cat at?
Keep combining names. She's walking around here somewhere.
Right. She must have got your tongue. That was a fucking joke. Right.
Damn.
Boom. Comedy.
That was really good. Let's give him some.
Hey guys, we have a section of the podcast where we utilize this button. It's called the Jew button.
It's not the Jew button.
It was informally.
That's if you say anything offensive, we just hit that.
Well,
let everybody know.
It's a joke.
We're just kidding.
On that note, I was going to talk about who could get my tongue, but I was in present company, it would have been very informal to make that kind of joke.
Wait,
get the button ready.
Go ahead, say it. Say it. We're ready.
Cat right. Got your tongue.
No, you can get your tongue.
Boom, baby!
See, there we go.
That was about Jews, if y'all didn't know.
Yeah, that's right.
This part of the podcast is brought to you by Israel.com. If you want to support Jews in Israel, type in Israel.com.
John's mother is Jewish, actually.
Yeah, she's a good Jew.
Yep.
Yeah, she's sick right now. So if the Israel lobby wants to...
I didn't want to say the joke.
Just say, yeah, your mom.
I love you, brother.
I know, I love you too, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I know you're talking about my mom, but the proverbial your mom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just making a mom
joke. The one in the ether, right? You're talking about Gaia, the universal mother.
The universal mother, who is Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have so much power.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know what? When they say Jews control the weather...
Yeah.
That's just recognizing that mother nature.
Either polar ice cap, it's a yarmulke.
That's just recognition.
Wait, let me get the button.
No, I think.
The golden nonsense, baby.
I've never heard that in my life.
You've never heard the conspiracy theory that the Jews control the weather?
Help me out.
Or the earth has a yarmulke? Is that polar ice cap?
Well, I think it's just an acknowledgement that Mother Earth herself is Jewish.
Yeah. We're all Jews.
And apparently the earth is.
Well, God's Jewish, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Man, I'm a soulless redhead. I don't know anything about this.
Hey, look, where did the myth of the soulless was it South Park or was it before that?
That was well before that, I'm sure.
Okay, so
they tied in early Christians would tie redheaded women in with witchcraft every fucking time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, man.
I had no idea about that shit, bro.
Pubes are red like the fires of hell.
Well, something like that.
You know, I've never dated a redheaded woman.
I've slept with the couple, and they're phenomenal.
You slept with a couple?
Like, no, like two different redheaded women in different instances.
Two separate, yeah.
Yeah, and one for a separate occasion. One for a couple years. And when I tell you the myth about, she's the one who told me. It was like,
so a thruple for 2 years? You slept with a couple for a couple of years?
A thruple for a couple years.
Okay.
That right there is a song title somewhere.
Yeah.
A thruple for a couple years.
I think that might be the name of the episode.
There you go. That right there is high contention.
Thruple for a couple of years.
Yeah, that right there is. It's unless John or Tay say something amazing. You know what I'm saying?
It's got internal. It's like rhyming.
Do y'all want me to ring? Do y'all want us to title the episode "Rocky Moose Knuckle" or "John and Tay"?
Rocky and Moose Knuckle.
Okay, yeah,
it'll be Rocky, starring Rocky and Moose Knuckle.
Yes, yeah, that's a fucking hot name, bro. I can't.
Yeah. So finish.
Pass up on that. Watch that one scroll by on Spotify.
So finish what you're saying. What about the redheads? What's the story?
They take a lot of they have a lower pain threshold than everybody else.
Higher.
I've heard that before.
Oh, higher. I'm sorry.
Higher pain threshold.
Right. Yeah. Now. One,
so you hurt a bunch of redheads.
Well, they can take the black dick. Is what you're insinuating?
Well, it's what they told me. Okay. I didn't know this.
Okay, so check this out.
So why is that? Do you know?
There's a bit of truth to it, but it really is tied into
about
how much anesthesia it takes to put you out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here in Golden Nonsense.
It does take about like 10 to 15% more anesthesia to put a redhead under genetically. It's crazy. I had to ask a doctor, an anesthesiologist, one of my homies who graduated and everything. It was like, is there any truth to that? She's like, there absolutely is.
Wow. That's surprising.
Yeah. I wonder what it is.
I have no idea.
Is it the soul doesn't feel pain?
I guess.
It takes me a lot more just because I used to be addicted to opiates.
Well, hey. That's true. Well, see, there you go.
That is sensical. Right here we're talking about a soulless being put on Earth.
You're talking about...
With a conveniently different... excuse me.
You're talking about neurotransmitter receptors that have been burned out. That's just physics.
Yeah.
That's mileage.
Actually, like, we're just walking around with a natural fucking debuff, you know?
It's probably something with Viking shit.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, I get it all the time. Are you Irish? Are you Irish? I'm like, fucking no.
I'm not fucking Irish.
Irish to you?
I was born in Glenview, Illinois. My name's McNeil, but I'm not fucking Irish.
I mean,
I was born in fucking Illinois. I've lived in Memphis my whole life. I don't give a shit if my name is Scottish, Irish. I'm not Scottish.
Yeah, bro. You're definitely American culturally, right?
Yeah.
But if we were to do
I've been in Memphis my whole fucking life.
If you do a DNA test, right, your people hail from?
I would imagine Scotland.
Right.
Probably even further back than that, you know? Probably from like Rome north and probably fucking.
Many times I've heard I have a Roman nose. I'm like, that motherfucker's just been broken several times.
It's fine. Yeah,
that's tough.
Yeah. That'll happen.
Regular person nose, and now he just does.
I never broke my nose.
Did
you crack it back, or what'd you do?
I've had it broken multiple times. I've had a somnoplasty, which is the clarification. Plastic surgery isn't covered under insurance because it's cosmetic. It changes the outer look of your nose. Yeah, so it's considered cosmetics, not included under most insurances. I had a somnoplasty to correct a double deviated septum because the septum bone that runs through the middle
cracked, or
it turned sideways. It was blocking over 90% of my airways.
Damn! So you're a mouth breather the whole time.
I'm still a mouth breather because of it.
I'm a mouth breather myself. I think I broke my nose over and over again when I was playing football. Like just the helmet coming down, just like smashing my nose. Because I got my left side is wide open, my right side is zero, and I think it's just my septum is like.
You look like you played safety.
I played safety and I played fullback.
Fuck yeah, he called it right off the jump.
He knows his fucking football.
He smelled it on you.
I played strong safety, which kind of like on our team was kind of like a hybrid.
You weren't the free range.
Yeah, kind of like a hybrid linebacker versus.
You're just playing the zone for the you blocking the Well, you're trying to tackle the receivers, right? Is that what it is?
I mean, I'm just playing.
I never played football.
If he was a strong safety that came down in the box, he's more focused on the backfield.
Yeah, the
whereas
running backs.
The free safety would be behind him to keep track of making sure there wasn't a deep route that burned
right,
him.
Right.
Okay. So you're doing pass protection, but you're also doing run protection. It just gotcha. You're reading. You're making a read every play.
You're a tweener.
Yeah, I'm a tweener. I'm a twink.
So you were
football twink.
You were trying to take down the fullback.
I think they call that a jack.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Yeah. Okay.
We called it devil on certain years of our team. We would say that's that you're playing devil or monster man, or you know, they had like all kinds of different weird names for it. But it ended up just being strong safety once we got to high school. Strong safety, free safety.
Your job is to kill that guy.
Yeah. I mean.
It's always the soft-spoken guys, you know, with the nice voices.
It is fun to imagine you laying the lumber on somebody.
I mean, I used to fucking smack people. I really, like...
You have to if you play safety.
You know, it's funny. So I was one of my claim to... I tell everybody this, but one of the guys on our football team is in the Migos. He's offset from the Migos. That's Chiari. He was a kid I played football with in high school.
No shit.
And I was and I was wondering, like,
is he the one that like all the quarterback highlights and shit came out from Migos?
I don't know.
I heard one of those dudes used to be a DB. Like the fucking truth. Oh, okay.
He was a DB.
Was it Quavo played basketball and
I think it would have been Quavo because takeoff
is dead. Right?
Died.
Yeah.
But offset. Yeah. So the other guys went to Berkmar, which was like down the street. It was a smaller school, but Chiari went to Norcross with me, and we had like a legit ass baseball football team. And Chiari was pretty good, but he wasn't like a star or anything. Yeah. But we had a really really good team. But I'm like safety. Like I would train with the linebackers and train with the DBs. But like every now and then, the DB coach would be like, "Hey, get over here, Charlie." We're gonna do some tackling drills, and then I'd just start out going easy on him. He'd be like, "Hey, hit him!" I'd be like, "All right." So I used to just clear these fuckers out, like dudes that were, you know,
you're a much nicer nice, fellow.
Yeah,
these
yeah,
days.
Yeah. Hey, dude, I love you.
Boom. So I was wondering if I met Chiari, if I ever ran into him, it was like, "Hey, dude, you fucking remember me?" He'd be like, "Fuck this, dude!
Yeah, fuck you, bro.
I fucking hate
you
this
laid
guy."
Me the fuck out.
Hey, dude, check this out, bro.
You named El Diablo, man.
Yo, I got 10 racks on this dude. Fucking kill him. Like, no, yo, dude, Chiari, dude.
Yo, with the trajectory of show business, right? With you know, we might meet him on the way up.
It'd be cool.
You know, we might meet him. It'd on be the way.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, he's with Cardi B, so it's so crazy, like, seeing, like, his social media shit, because it's just like, oh, that's Chiari, oh, his wife's having a baby. I'm like, oh, that's right, he's married to fucking Cardi B. Cardi B's pregnant. Wow. That's weird.
By a guy I know, right? Yeah. I mean, what can you do?
I mean, bro, just be happy for him.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Y'all got any cool shows coming up that y'all anticipating?
Man, I literally just plugged on my phone, and I thought I brought it over here. I was going to look through that a second ago. No, I looked over there. Oh, yeah, we do have some cool ones, though. I know on Monday.
We always have cool shows coming up. That's what we do.
Y'all might actually be interested on this one because it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek kind of a metal band called Steak Sauce Mustache.
Steak Sauce Mustache, yeah. Okay.
They last played up here with Metalachi, who is a mariachi metal
band?
Cover band.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah, yeah. And
is the music in Spanish or... Or is the metal
no,
in Spanish?
No.
Like, what's in Spanish?
The music part is in Spanish.
and they're screaming?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really like Death Grouse or anything like that. They do a lot of classics, you know, like Holy Diver and shit like that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Depends on what you consider cool, because we have so many upcoming shows. Obviously, we're sitting here for your open mic comedy that you host weekly every Tuesday night upstairs at the Hightown, 282 North Cleveland.
Come on out.
Memphis, Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah.
It's the spot to be on a Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah.
But we do all kind of shows. We do rap shows and metal shows and grindcore shows and poetry shows and burlesque shows.
I would say this. The Hightown has... the sheer amount of variety that no other venue has in the city.
Not a single one of them.
A, and B, I'll say this. On Tuesday nights, my guest host tonight, Tylon, right, mm-hmm. who was a guest on the podcast last week, reminded me last night that inadvertently, the comedy night at the Hightown attracts the widest range of people, right? Like,
yeah.
I've had a lot of different, like, big-name people in here randomly, mm-hmm. right? And then...
The other day, it was who was that fucker? I can't remember.
Like a famous person?
Yeah. Well, look, no, I remember Skinny had called me. He was Ross had called me to call Skinny regarding, you know, that Mark Norman and Ari Shaffir were in town.
Yeah.
Right. Same time. Mm-hmm. They were entertaining, coming to the High Tone to hang out afterwards.
Man,
right?
That would have been so
and
cool.
And so it's like there, no other venue has that allure. You know what I'm saying? Like it's super dope to be in the ecosystem over here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I love it, and we're all a part of it, regardless of what show it is. My friend Jamal last night came to a metal show downstairs, and he came in. It was over 100 paid, and he was like, "I'm surprised to see so many black faces here at a metal show."
We're talking about
in
Jamal
Memphis.
That we know,
yeah.
Jamal?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah!
And then obviously on comedy nights or whatever, you know, we get to hear the comics when they're on stage address different races of people or whatever, and it's always diverse.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless
of
genre or type of show. It's
you know what someone said to me, bro? Right, they're like, Memphis comedy is so hostile, it's segregated, right?
Yeah.
And hostile, but John Miller has the only unsegregated show. He's still hostile. Like, I'm still hostile.
Oh, we're still gonna check each other. Oh, yeah. You're still gonna you're not
right. You can't be pussy, bro. You can't be scared to fight at the High Tone.
Not on that stage.
No.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Nobody's impervious to a chick at a Memphis
and
comedy.
You know,
show.
Look, I say that like every other comedy venue that supports comedy in town has a threshold where they're like, all right, that's it, we're done, we cannot support this any longer, right?
Yeah.
Like, the High Tone's threshold for ridiculousness, nonsense, shout out to Golden Nonsense, you know what I'm saying, is so much like the, like, y'all have the fucking, the meter is in the red. Someone has to be, like, violent or obscenely racist or sexually assaulting for you to get out of here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that has to be the
don't
line.
Don't do any of those things.
Right,
please.
Of course. Of course. But it's like, I've been in places where somebody told an off-color joke. They might have used the wrong word on stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Show's over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No more money being made on that night. I've been in places where, I mean, shit, I'm banned from the Lamplighter right now over bullshit.
Over, like, unbelievable bullshit.
Over bullshit, right?
Unbelievable bullshit.
And so,
like, beyond, have you guys heard the whole story?
No, please,
no?
Please, please.
Oh, you want to tell it?
Well, I can tell my perspective of it.
Right, you was there.
So John came in. He had a smile on his face.
I was already drinking. I was having a good time.
He just seemed like he was happy. I was like, you seem like you're in a good mood. What's up, man? You having a good night? He's like, yeah, I'm having a good night. I said, let me buy you a beer. So I go, I'd like to buy a beer for my friend John Miller. The bartender's like, okay, what do you want?
I asked for one of these. A Miller High Life.
I'll take a Miller High Life. He says, oh, okay. We don't have it in the bottle. Is it okay in the can?
I said,
John
sure.
John said, sure, but can you pour it in that glass? He said, oh, I can't use these glasses. Those are just for the draft beer. He said, John was like, okay.
All right.
Well, can I have it in one of those plastic cups? And he said, no, those are actually more expensive than it costs to wash the glasses.
Jesus.
And so I go from being jolly to being like, yo, what the fuck is your problem, bro?
Like, what are you talking about?
Right? Isn't that your fucking job?
Like, I said, I'll pay extra, whatever it costs for that
just
cup.
Just put it in the fucking cup,
please. Can we
please
put a beer in that cup?
And so Charlie's being great. He's gracious. He is. But I have been...
I'm trying to smooth it over.
In the face of his generosity, right?
Yeah.
And my simple request, I have been denied rudely twice. Oh, when I be denied a third time, right? And so I say, yo, what's the fuck is your problem? Just put it in the fucking glass. It's your fucking job, right? It's a bartender, tends the bar. This is what I fucking want. And
it's like
that didn't go over too well, right? And so now we're having a shouting match.
But then Homeboy started saying shit about, like, I remember you used to do homophobic jokes at the P&H or something like that.
So he did have another line problem right there.
Or he said he did transphobic jokes at the P&H.
So the real issue wasn't the glass.
It was 6 years old. Like, the P&H had been closed for 2 years, and that event happened 4 years before that.
And the joke was...
It was like my first year back in Memphis.
And the joke was not transphobic even. It was about the word tranny. And he said, well, you could just be referring to a transmission in a car. That's the joke.
I said...
It's not a fucking big deal.
I said the best mechanics would be transsexual people. Right, because they understand. it's a decent joke.
It's a fair joke.
It's fair. Right, but
it's not hateful. Right.
But because of the use of the word, they're like, I'm a bigot now.
Yeah.
And, well, so basically, I am now permanently banned from...
And so is a lot of other people. It's crazy how many people are banned.
What are you not going to do? Like, smell old Alfredo in there all day? I mean,
old Alfredo is being very generous, bro. That is super nice of you to say that about that fucking dog shit place.
We did a rap show with these kids. What was it? Cash Martin was the kid's name. He was actually pretty good. Cash was good.
Little White Boy Cash?
Little White Boy Cash.
Yeah. That's Nate's homeboy.
He was good. So Nate set it up.
I know who you're talking about.
Nate set it up. We did the show. We did, like, comedy and rap. And it was fun, but Cash's dad is his DJ. So he came in and he was like DJing for him, and he came in with carrying his turntables. And he goes, "I haven't been in this room for 25 years. It smells exactly the same.
Hasn't changed a bit."
Yo, I was at the brewery. You know, I work at Memphis Made every now and then, right? And so
you Ross.
Who else? Do you know?
Alan Creasy. Does he still work up there? Or
Creasy
is it?
Does. Yeah.
What the?
I don't really work with Alan too often, but I do. Yeah. But he runs the trivia there.
I fuck with Fireside.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good beer. But anyway, I'm over here at the fucking place, and me and my manager Jake, we're hanging out talking to the patrons, and these two like middle-aged, like Midtowners, so like white Memphians. They went to MUS. They work in town. They've lived here their whole lives, right? And one of those recognized me from doing comedy. He was like, "Oh man, are you still doing it?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Please don't tell me they're still doing it at the Lamplighter." I'm like, "Yeah, they are. Charlie Virgos is running it. He's my boy, right? You should go." And he's like, "Nah, dude. That room smells like used condoms and hatred for anybody with sense." I was like, "Yo, that is crazy. You said that, bro."
Jesus. He had to reach down into the depths of his dark soul to find that one.
Yo, the man was pissed, bro. Yeah. The man was pissed. Yeah. I was like, "What happened to you?" Right? He was like, "Well, I was sitting there with my daughter." He was like, his fucking like teenage daughter was there, wanted to go see like a show. Yeah. He was accompanying her because she's a fucking minor, right? And they basically like gave him shit the whole night for just being a chaperone. He didn't, you know, he's just sitting in the back, and they're like, "You bigot!" He's like, "I'm just in the back." He's like, "You don't like?" And then later, he was like, his daughter told me.
What kind of show?
It was like a music show. She was trying to see music. And I guess because he was like wearing a vest with like prescription glasses or some shit, like
they just saw a white guy and they were like,
they didn't like his energy, bro.
They were like, "We don't want you here."
He just looked like well-to-do, you know. And he was just like, "Yeah, I would never go back to that place."
Yeah,
and I hate it. And I was like, "Well, sounds like
I brought Claire in there one time, and she was like, I can't do the smell."
What is it? Know. What is it?
You, well, Taylor, not, you might
let's,
you might
let's
be
not
like
get
me.
Too focused on trashing other places. Oh, yeah.
No,
here you're right.
I love performing there.
No,
it's good,
guys.
Because sometimes it's really good.
As representation, as representatives
because
of
all of our friends, perform there, work there.
No,
what I mean, we're all in
this
together.
Taylor, I was just about to say,
that's fine.
You might be like me on this. I can't smell shit, so that's never really a concern.
Hey,
for
look,
me.
You know what? You know what, guys? You're
I can't
right.
Smell
you're
a
right.
Goddamn thing.
I can't smell a goddamn thing.
We shouldn't shit on this anymore publicly on Golden Nonsense. But if you have any inquiries, you can hit me up at goldennonsensepod.com, and I'll tell you how I
got
feel.
Any stories?
You're right.
Any of your own stories about?
Yeah, goldennonsensepod@gmail.com.
Shitty venues around town that you want to share with us?
Let us know.
But we appreciate any space
that
allows us to perform.
We may be one of those venues that they
mentioned. Nah, bro. They couldn't. I've been to all the venues in town. Telling jokes, I've been to all of them.
Man, sometimes though it is kind of funny to just like Google some Yelp reviews, you know, of your own spot.
Yeah.
Every now and again, we just go digging for those like one stars. We want to see what the fuck has happened.
Right.
And shit, Kaylee has had one where this person was just like obviously in the fucking wrong. And you know how Kaylee's face gets when she just knows that someone's full of shit?
Yeah.
They just couldn't accept that fucking face. So they started trashing the whole place. Like, man, fuck this bitch. She's so disrespectful, all this shit.
Damn.
I'm like,
wrote a fucking tirade.
Yeah,
on,
wrote a fucking tirade, and then
funny Yelp reviews are great though.
Oh, aren't they
just so fun, dude? My buddy Alex used to be so good at like finding like good Yelp reviews. Like he'd like scan them and he'd just be like reading them to us and shit. Like we'd be like wanting to go to a place, or he did the same thing with movie reviews. Like a movie would come out and he'd go on Rotten Tomatoes and he would just like he'd like find like hilarious movie reviews and just
you know
read that shit.
We probably have shitty reviews too. I never even looked at them.
Our podcast?
Yeah.
No, we have 100% positive reviews.
Wait, you can leave reviews on podcasts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know what I'm doing tonight.
Go home.
Leaving a shitty review. Right.
Go to Apple Music. Go to leave us a five stars.
These two assholes they had on there.
leave us a funny review and then do a five stars anyway. Right. Be like,
I think I'll set up an account called like R&M job. It almost looks like rim job, Rocky and Moosonga job, and then just like leave a fucking review.
I'm just going to say Quattro Panochas on all of it.
Quattro Panochas.
That's good. That's good. Hilarious. I was looking. This is the first time we've had a white guest in 4 weeks
since Sunday.
It's been
Tylon and Lamont.
Tylon and Lamont. Jeremy. Mickey and Lamont.
We had Jake Schneider.
That was 4 weeks ago.
Oh, you're right. It has been a month. Huh. Welcome, guys. Bring back the whiteness.
just trying to do my part.
You know, I'm just, you know, colonizing is what I'm into.
So, you
worked
said
out
you
pretty
you got,
well for me so far. Sorry.
You said you got like this comedy fest coming up, right?
Yeah. Good vibes. Comedy
good vibes.
Fest.
Right. Well, when is that again? I know it's here, right?
Yeah, it's like, at here at the Hightown. So it's fucking
3 weeks. Two weeks.
No, it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks away.
Yeah, next weekend. April 19th and April 20th, Friday and Saturday. We got comics from all over the country, 25 comedians. Grayson the Hightone, the whole building, upstairs stage or downstairs stage, big room, small room.
And there's still tickets left.
Still tickets left, yeah. We sold a few. We've given away a few. Mm-hmm. We got a radio interview next Tuesday. We got a TV interview next Monday.
Did you do the thing today?
No. We got pushed back. But, we promoted it at the Grind City Music Festival. We've been really, really out here, bro, trying to make it happen.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is just two guys is like a lot of blind spots, even with two guys on your team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Like, you know, boom or bust. I'm happy to have done it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. For sure.
Because Skinny was like, 419. That's no problem. You got it. But 420, coveted.
Yeah.
Coded spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting pool, man. 420 has always just been like either a major hit or just a major bust. Just historically in like the music, like in the event space.
How about we give away free weed?
I don't think we legally can do that.
Hey, I don't mean
no, we can't
you
sell
guys.
It. We can't
I
sell
mean,
it. We can't sell
weed.
It. We can give it away. We cannot sell it. It's like having a...
Not
like,
on premises. That's illegal.
Right. We're at the bank. We were at Regions Bank next door.
Whatever happens at the Regions stays at the Regions. That's what they always say, right?
We didn't give it away. Regions Bank gave it away.
It just came down the drive-through delivery
the
tube.
Right. This part of the podcast
had a weird weed giveaway.
This part of the podcast
is
brought
on.
To you by Regions Bank and Dispensary. Interesting. If you need a savings and loan account and or an ounce, we got you
it's
at
an
Regions
interesting
Bank.
Business model, but it seems to be working for them pretty well.
You deposit your money and pick up a little weed.
I always
wondered
what that green button on the ATM was for.
Bud.
I wonder if there's a dispensary that shoots the weed through one of those little tubes.
That would be. No, look, you know, did you ever hear about that dude in Michigan that got federal time? He had set up essentially the safest trap house in America.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
He had four vending machines, right? And an empty house with security cameras all over, right?
Oh, shit.
And basically had one dude in the corner with an AR, right, behind some plexiglass. And he was like, yo, dudes, come in. Put your money in the vending machine. And it's like heavy drugs, weed, cigarette machine, and condoms.
Yeah.
And he was killing it, bro.
Yeah.
He just had one in each room, one in each corner.
Like a pretty good hustle.
And dude, and then he had folks lining up like Chick-fil-A, they said. And that's how they caught him, right? Because they busted it, right? And then no one was there. They got the guy with the gun, but because he wasn't selling the drugs, he was in a different part of the thing.
He was security.
Said,
I'm not selling shit. I'm
right.
just security.
And so they traced the lease, got the guy who got the lease, and he was the lease
the
owner.
The mastermind.
Yeah, and he was just basically like, yo, I didn't want to be here. I knew a guy that wanted extra money, and he had a gun, and he was making like, they didn't say, but so much money.
I can imagine a lot of money.
Yeah, dude.
So you guys want to hear my brilliant idea?
Yes.
What's your brilliant
idea? It's a restaurant. It's called Drone Burger. Okay, Drone Burger. we're gonna be out there on 22 in the middle of fucking nowhere. Okay.
Okay.
And you're gonna order online, and then you're not even gonna stop your car. You're just gonna keep going on the highway, and as you come through our zone, Mm-hmm. We're going to fly a drone out with a burger and fries on a little tray. And it's going to come right up to your window. And you're just going to take it. And then you're going to
keep on driving.
The drone's going to fly back to us.
I thought you were going to say, like, drop it through your sunroof like you cranny grenades, dude.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. If you have no sunroof, we can't help you.
Yeah, sorry, sunroof only.
We just pop it on your hood. Like, I hope it makes it, bro. put a little fish weight in there, a little fish lure, and dent your fucking roof. Hail drop, boop.
Yeah, hellfire missile.
I like it. You definitely couldn't do it like in an enclosed space because you know those drones get caught up in people's hair, and you'd have lawsuits. And,
Yeah. I mean, look. All you need is
fucking cool. It'd be worth doing it,
dude. All you need is one bad actor, and he just puts a fucking bomb, a grenade on the fucking burger, and now you.
Who's piloting the drone?
You're right. That's a whole other question, bro.
I'm piloting it from the kitchen.
I could just see
you
the, like
cooking
the,
and piloting.
I could see the Craigslist ad now.
It sounds like a slow process.
Need fry cook like, and pilot.
Yeah, fry cook drone pilot.
Fry cook / drone pilot.
I don't know if I would trust most. Myself included, any fry cook that I've ever known to be a pilot of anything.
No. Bro, check this out. Fry cooks are gamers, okay?
I think so.
Quarterbacks, maybe. Yeah. Pilots? I don't know.
Fry cooks are gamers, bro.
Dude, it's a brilliant idea.
Oh, hell yeah. Check it out. We got 7
I'm offering pre-sales. You guys, I'll take $1 million for 10% of the company.
Oh, yeah?
Sharks.
Hey, do we look like we have money?
Dude, this half-off shit is working, bro.
Is it?
Yeah, we got 7 pre-sales.
7 pre-sales?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Hell yeah.
For tonight. Hell yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah, I mean, look, during the heyday when this shit was jumping a couple summers ago,
yeah,
it was like five at max pre-sales. Yeah.
Well, keep it rocking, dude. No, yeah, I think I was going to try to tell you got to drop the prices, but I think Tommy had the secret sauce. I mean, you remember, that was Tommy that was saying on this podcast, he was like, keep the price wherever you want it. And then just start giving people money off. And then because nobody knows what a comedy show costs.
Right.
So we could be like, oh, tickets are $40. Give everybody $20 off. So everybody's paying $20. They feel like they're getting a deal.
Right, half off.
But it's like, dude, we'll sell tickets for $20. It's brilliant.
What did you go to school for?
Tommy Oler. I went to school for engineering.
Fucking math, bro.
But I am an amateur economist.
No.
That's my, I'm really into economics.
I actually went to school for engineering once upon a time, too.
But oh, yeah?
I dropped out.
What brand?
Initially mechanical and then electrical.
Yeah. I kind of want to go back and get my electrical.
I will never go back to college. I went to CBU major? Right out of high school on scholarship and dropped out.
Yeah.
Now I'm just the dumb motherfucker that works here at the high school.
It took me 8 years to get a 4-year degree. So I was out of school for 3 of those years, but it's still.
You know what it's called?
I did in two.
A sabbatical.
Yeah, a sabbatical. Yeah.
You know what I don't have? Student loans.
Yeah, me neither.
I did.
Yeah. Me neither.
I haven't paid on mine forever, and so I got shit credit because of that. It's my only thing on my credit.
Mm. I mean, dude, it's such bullshit.
For years. Yeah. CBU's expensive as shit.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Even on scholarship.
I bet.
That's one thing about Georgia Tech is it's like it's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
It's pretty cheap. In state, it's like one of the best deals for college as far as like return on investment. Like everybody who goes to Georgia Tech makes pretty decent money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in state, it's cheap as fuck. Like it's cheaper than like fucking private school, you know? Like it's
damn.
I don't even know. I think it was like
how expensive is private school, Charlie?
I mean,
I don't know how much are rent cars.
I don't know. I think people are paying. I think people are paying like $10,000. And,
no,
I don't. I was just fucking.
No, they're not because
I went to Ridgeway.
It was I think a it was like years $5,000 or $6,000.
A couple years ago, when I was working with Jack doing construction, we had a customer who had 3 kids.
Yeah,
all of them in private school, right? Mm-hmm. He was like it's $100,000 a year, so it's like at minimum it's $30,000 per kid.
$30,000 per kid. Yeah, I mean depending where you go.
Yeah,
just to go to high school.
Yeah,
fuck that.
Like you know what? Let's look it up. Lausanne is the best school in town, right? That's where Marc Gasol went.
Yeah, that's
right?
Where Marc Gasol played ball.
Right, and so it's a fucking crazy name, Lausanne.
L A U S A N N E. Maybe
I think there is actually a Z in there.
Is there? I don't fucking know. Like I said, I went to Ridgeway.
Well, I want to learn about how electricity works because it's like very mysterious to me.
It's a little too mysterious for my taste, and I have been shocked incredibly close to death a couple of times.
Really?
I've had a few near-death electrocutions too.
Yeah, I've I've gotten zapped pretty good, but I'm not near death. I would say
it's dropped me down to the ground to the point where I could like literally tell that my heart was not fucking beating.
Oh my god!
I started like darting.
How did it happen?
Okay, so the first time I was younger, I was mowing the lawn, and we were using electric mowers.
Yeah,
and
corded.
So the long ass extension cable kept getting in the way, and I was younger, so I just wrapped it around myself. But there was a couple holes in that thing.
Oh,
there was a power surge, and that whole thing was just wrapped right around me.
Oh
just dropped
my
me like a
god, dude! You can't get that off of you.
Yeah, and your muscles locked too.
Yep.
So yeah,
fucking god, dude.
Yeah, that's fucking tough.
Second time, I was working over at Growlers, and we were Do y'all know where they put those pinball machines in back in the day?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Before that, there were a bunch of like there were these long, long couch type ordeals built up against the wall, mm-hmm. and there was a conduit running under it all the way through. So we started tearing it out, and I reached over and I grabbed that conduit, and I pulled it, and it fucking did the same thing. And that time, mm-hmm. I like fell on a bunch of like fucking jagged wood and nails and shit.
Jesus,
fuck, dog.
I'm like, no, screw this. I hate electricity. I do a lot of repairs. I'm pretty handy.
Yeah,
but if it has to do with electricity,
you calling a guy?
It.
You calling a guy?
Yeah,
yeah.
One of the scariest things I had, it was I was checking all the fire alarms at down
Welcome
at Fort Benning.
To the podcast.
You know where Fort Benning is down in Columbus, Georgia?
Mm-mm.
It's a big military base, and they have a big old hospital. And the fire alarm is on 200-volt batteries, so that it can just run when the power's down, basically.
Yeah.
And those fuckers were big, they're like maybe like twice the size of a car battery, mm-hmm. big fucking batteries. And I was loosening one of the terminals with a wrench, and I arced it between the other battery,
yep.
and it just fucking
exploded on
just
you?
Big old fucking flash of. Like
you have gloves
spark
on
and
or anything?
Nothing. No.
No safety precautions
nope.
made whatsoever.
OSHA does not approve.
Any eye pro?
No.
Nope. I used to
have
my friends tase
I was wearing
me on
loafers. I was wearing loafers and a collared shirt.
Oh, yeah. Sounds, yeah.
Slightly sweaty. Yeah. Just,
you definitely
just,
should have been
just
on the job
just
site.
Just conductive as fuck, bro. Just, yo, the one time I got electrocuted, but I got shocked, I was this was in Florida, the last year before I moved to Memphis. I was like 13. I hopped out the shower, right? And so, you're just moving, but the house is being disassembled for moving, right?
Uh-huh.
So my mom had these fucking like nice pearl switch covers.
Yeah.
She had told my dad to, take them all off. So all the fucking outlets were exposed. So I hop out the shower to turn the light on in my bedroom. And I kind of like...
just soaking wet.
And so I just kind of just hit the light and just... I'm getting shocked, right? And so... It's for at least like 20 seconds or something.
Oh, it seems like it for sure.
Right? And so my dad comes into the room. It's like, what the fuck, John? And he just boots me.
Yeah, you have to be knocked off of it.
Yeah, he just boots me. And now I got this. I just got out of the shower, right? So now I got this boot print on my side of my
face. You got to get back in the shower.
Get back in the shower. What's wrong with you? It was like, I don't know. And I saw like this like cartoon. I saw my own skull. It's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, so weird, man. Fuck, dude. Oh, okay, here.
How the fuck does electricity even work?
Man? I don't know, dude. God.
Okay, let's get into some ICP shit.
Okay, look.
Fucking
look,
magnets.
Hey, Lausanne's,
how do they work?
Lausanne's tuition for grades 5 through 12 is $26,588. And for grades 1 through 4 is $23,000.
God damn.
Is that all... Is that 1 year?
1 year.
Or is that all... Four right there.
No, that's all. It was 1 year.
It's one year.
1 year.
Or one semester.
Yeah. And so
is it just one semester?
It's probably the whole year.
It's the whole year.
Okay.
Right. And so they have like installments. You can pay $950 a week.
Jesus Christ.
That's okay, all my
sure.
money.
Yeah, I'll just pull that out of my ass.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah. So whatever you want to do.
Well, I mean, it is also like a Catholic private school too, right? Or
I don't
like
know. I'm assuming it's religious.
If it is, I'll say goddamn one more time just for posterity.
Yeah.
it's a goddamn private school.
So when I said Jesus Christ, I wasn't far off.
Jesus.
All the money is going to the church.
Well, at least we did it.
The church so much.
We got, yeah, we're pretty much there.
We did it. Y'all want to dismount?
Let's
hit it. I
mean,
I could use a shot.
I would definitely love a shot and a beer.
A shot and a beer?
Okay, well, let's dismount because we can't drink at the podcast studio here in the corner of the High Tone.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's
but at
true.
The bar, we can.
At the bar, we totally
can. True.
Okay, how do we... You want to do it, Charles?
I got it.
Okay.
folks,
thank you so much.
Go follow Rocky and Moose Knuckle on their Facebook page.
Instagram.
Yeah. Instagram page.
Right, yeah.
And
follow
thank
the High
you.
Tone, yeah.
And come see us on a Tuesday night here. Also, go get your tickets to Good Vibes Comedy Festival. And come see me on a Thursday night over at the Ready Room. We got a new open mic that's been fucking fun as shit. So come see us. And thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next week.
HightoneCafe.com.
Cone Dios.
Via Cone Dios. HightoneCafe.com.
I'll catch you on the flip side.